David Brainerd was a great missionary, a soul winner, and an evangelist. He spent his short life doing what he could to reach the Native Americans for the gospel. He was a man with a tremendous prayer life. He was a man with a great burden. He was a man who held forth the word of life. David Brainerd lived a short life, 29 or 30 years of age, literally burning himself out in the service of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet David Brainerd made this great statement in his diary, a book that I would encourage every Christian to read. He says, "I cared not where or how I lived or what hardships I went through, that I might but win souls to Jesus Christ." Young people, today I want to encourage you to give your life to Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to give your life to God. I want to encourage you to take up the challenge of witnessing, the challenge of prayer, the challenge of evangelism, even the challenge of what we might call full-time Christian service. Every Christian, of course, is involved in full-time service, whether you're in secular employment or you're involved in the work of the church. Every child of God is saved for a purpose, saved from sin in order to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian has two great privileges in life. First of all, to know Christ, and then secondly, to make Christ known. On Friday, the 30th of August at 7:30, Philip Harton and his serve team are putting on a ministry meeting in the T3 Conference Centre here in Lisburn, in the Vicarin complex. And we're just going to throw out a challenge about consecration, about service, prayer, evangelism, a life that counts in light of eternity. If you're a young person, I hope to see you there. If you're a young person, I want you to think about this meeting, want you to come along and invite your friends, Christian friends and loved ones, and let's get around the Word of God. Let's have a good time thinking about our service, our witness, our testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. One life and it's passing away. Only one life and it'll soon be passed. And someday, sooner than we think, our lives will be over. We will be standing at the great judgment seat of Jesus Christ, giving an account of her service and an account of her stewardship. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be labouring for the wood, the hay, and the stubble. I want to be labouring for the gold, the silver, and the precious stones, things that matter in light of eternity. So I want to invite you to come along to this special meeting, T3 Conference Centre, Friday the 30th of August at 7:30, and let's pray that God will challenge our hearts, that God will visit us, and that God will do a work in all of our lives. Thank you for joining us. See you again next time.